بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillah, today we continue with the book reading of Hayat al-Sahaba. We are on volume 1, page 128. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invites his household and other relatives for a meal to call them towards Islam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered his family members when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first, warn your closest relatives about the punishment due to those who reject Iman. 30 of them gathered and had something to eat and drink. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, who will assume the responsibility of paying my debts and fulfilling my pledges? Whoever does this shall be my companion in Jannah and my successor in my family. Someone said, but you are an ocean of generosity and virtue. Who could possibly assume your responsibilities? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then repeated the request thrice. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented the request to the members of his household, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, I am prepared. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited the family of Abdul Muttalib, who were such people that each of them could easily eat a young animal and drink the equivalent of a farak. A farak is a large quantity of water equivalent to 20 liters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared food weighing only a mud. A mud is something that was used to measure food, and it was a very small quantity. So from here we understand that he invited 30 people. And the people that he invited, they were very big eaters, mashallah. But he only prepared food which was equivalent to a mud, which was equivalent to a small quantity. So from this, everyone ate to their fill. Leftover food was as much as there had been at the beginning, and it appeared as if it had not been touched. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent for a small cup from which everyone drank to their fill. The leftover drink was also as much as there had been at the beginning, appear as if it had not been touched. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed them, saying, O children of Abdul Muttalib, I have been sent as a Rasul to you people in particular and to all of mankind in general. You have just witnessed one of my miracles, so which of you shall pledge his allegiance to me to become my brother and companion? Yani, the miracle that they had witnessed was that from such a small quantity of food they had all eaten, and from a small quantity of water they had all drank, and after they had finished eating to their full and drinking, the same quantity still remained. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was trying to show them, this is a miracle, this is a proof of what I am claiming. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told them, who is ready to pledge his allegiance to me? However, no one volunteered. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, I then stood up, although I was the youngest of them all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to be seated and repeated himself thrice. I stood up each time, and each time he told me to be seated. Eventually, when this happened the third time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck his hand on mine, accepted my pledge of allegiance. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu has also narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him to prepare a meal using the leg of an animal and a sa of wheat. A sa is also a very small quantity, 3.2 kg. One sa is equivalent to 3.2 kg. A sa of wheat of flour. When the following verse of the Quran was revealed, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first, when you warn your closest relatives about the punishment due to those who reject Iman. So here, Ali radiallahu in Hayat al-Sahaba, they're narrating another version of the story from Ali radiallahu anhu. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to invite the Banu Hashim. During that time, the Banu Hashim numbered approximately 40 to 42 people. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu continued the narration by saying, after their guests had arrived, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent for the food. When he placed the food before them, they all ate to their fill, even though there were people amongst them who could eat a young animal together with gravy all by themselves. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent for a small cup of milk. When he passed the cup around for them to drink, they all managed to drink to their fill. One of them commented, until today, I had never seen such magic. It is widely believed that it was Abu Lahab who said this. The following day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, O Ali, prepare the leg of a goat together with a sa' of wheat flour and a large cup of milk. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, I did as I was told. The guests ate as they had eaten the first day and drank as they had drunk on the first day. Just as it occurred on the first day, as much food was left over as we had begun. This someone commented, never before have we seen such magic as we have witnessed today. On the third day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Ali, prepare the leg of a goat together with a sa' of wheat, flour, and a large cup of milk. After doing as he was told, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to invite the Banu Hashim. Consequently, he gathered them together and they ate and drank. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then spoke to them saying, which of you are prepared to settle my debts for me? Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, I remain silent as did everybody else. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam repeated himself. I responded by saying, I am prepared to do so, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said to me, You, O Ali, you are certainly fit for the task. Ibn Abi Hatim has also reported a similar hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the people, which of you is prepared to settle my debts and to succeed me as head of my family after my demise? Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, everybody remained silent, including Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, who feared that all his wealth would be used up in settling the debts. I remained silent out of respect for Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, who was much elder than me. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam repeated his request, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu again remained silent. When I saw this, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I am prepared to accept this responsibility. On that day, I was worse off than any of them. I was suffering pain in my eyes, my stomach was bloated, and my legs were extremely thin. A similar hadith also concerning the da'wah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave to his family members has already appeared in one chapter entitled The Da'wah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam Gave to Large Gathering. The hadith has a different chain of narrators and is reported from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. From this, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we understand the etiquette, one of the etiquettes of giving da'wah. Not that we approach people in a manner where we look down upon them. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited his family members. He made them sit. They ate. After eating, he invited them to deen. He talked about Islam. He showed them signs of Islam. Through the actions, through the eating, through the food, he showed them miracles. These are signs of Islam. From this, we learn how to give da'wah to people. This is how we learn. We give. We show love. We show concern. That when we see someone and we feel that we need to guide them, not that we go straight and start inviting them to deen. Oh, if we go straight and start telling them this is right, this is wrong. No, we should call them, sit with them, talk to them, eat with them, share a meal with them, care for them, so they know that we care for them. So this bond is now created, and then we can start explaining to them that we are calling you towards X, Y, and Z. We are calling you towards Islam. We are calling you towards Salah. We tell them the benefit of Salah. This is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us. And throughout these chapters, we have learned different ways of giving dawah. One was through going to people, going to gatherings where people were and giving them dawah towards Islam. This is another manner where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was calling the people, his family. And who did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam call first? His family. That means that this shows also that we ourselves also, our first responsibility are our family members. They have more right upon us than anybody else. They have more right upon us than anybody else. So when we are giving dawah, our family members are our first priority. That we see. This does not mean that we don't give dawah to anybody else if we cannot give dawah to them. But our first priority, our first effort should be to start calling our family members to Islam, start calling our family members towards deen, calling ourselves. Remember, when we are inviting other people towards deen, this is in this manner, we are inviting ourselves to Islam. We are inviting ourselves towards doing good. Let us continue reading, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveys the dawah of Islam while traveling. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives dawah during the hijrah. Hazrat Sa'd Aslami radiallahu anhu was the guide who directed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the Raqubah Valley. His son Abdullah says, my father informed us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them seeking the shortest path to Medina. He was accompanied by Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, whose daughter was then being suckled by a woman from our tribe. Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu informed them, there is a road along the valley of Raqubah, but there are two thieves from the Aslam tribe there who are called Muhammad. If you wish, you could use the road past them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lead us to the road past them. Consequently, they took the road, and when they drew close to the thieves, one of them said to the other, look at this person from Yemen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gave them dawah and invited them to accept Islam. They both became Muslim. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them their names, they said that they were called Muhannan, the two contemptible ones. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, no, you two are Mukraman, the two honored ones. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told them to join him in Medina. The hadith still continues after this. In every opportunity, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was giving dawah. Giving dawah, calling towards Islam, became part of his life. And similarly, when we love our deen, when we love Islam, when Islam is inserted into our hearts, when love for Islam is in our hearts, then in every action, we will be calling people for Islam. We go somewhere, our conversation might start on something, and it will come back round towards deen, and we will call people towards Islam. We will tell them about the greatness of Islam. We will talk about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will talk about the greatness and the virtues of certain amal. We will remind each other of doing good and staying away from evil. Why? Because the love of Islam is in our hearts. And the fear and the fikr for people is in our hearts. So automatically, when we meet people, we will be talking about them. And this is the same fikr, the same love that was present in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the very reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of life, whether he was traveling, whether he was going somewhere, he would be giving dawah, whether it is through his actions or through his words. And this is what we need to do, that our actions also represent Islam. That when people see us, they say, look, What great manners he has, what great respect he has. This is because of his deen. And just by seeing us, they become motivated, moved towards the religion of Islam. This is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. People see his actions, they became Muslim. People seeing his actions, they became Muslim. And this was not just when he was in front of certain people. No, wherever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, he was, his actions and his deeds and his manners and his respect was the same, no matter where he went. And even in the life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they also are a reflection of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they similarly had good manners, they had respect. In this same manner, we also have to be a reflection of our pious predecessors of the Sunnah of Islam, that when people see us, they see Islam. When people see our manners, they see Islam. When people see how we talk, they recognize Islam. When people see our generosity, they recognize Islam. This is how we have to become. Not because someone is watching, now let's act good. Oh, now we have to impress these people. No, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not acting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was being who he was naturally. And this is how we have to become Muslims naturally, that we do good naturally. Not that we are doing it to act, to show people, okay, these people are here, let's show them. Let's be nice to them. Let's show them our good characters. No, we should be good. We don't need to show them, because our goodness that is in our heart reflect within our actions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam invites a villager to Islam while on a journey. Subhanallah, wherever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went, he's inviting people to Islam. Even on a journey, he met a villager, he's inviting a villager to Islam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu writes that they were once traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu when a villager passed by them. As he drew close, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "Where are you off to?" "I am going home," he replied. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "Do you want to take something good with you?" "What is this good?" the person asked. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "That you testify that there is none worthy of worship but the one Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's servant and Rasul." The villager asked, "Are there any witnesses to verify what you say?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Yes, this tree is a witness." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then called the tree which stood at the edge of the valley. The tree plowed through the earth as it came towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it stood before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he thrice asked it, "Testify to the truth of what he said." All three times the tree testified to the truth of his words and then returned to the place where it grew. As he returned home, the villager said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "My people follow me, I shall bring them to you. Otherwise, I shall come alone and live with you." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invites Burayda bin Husayb and his companions to Islam during the Hijrah journey. Hazrat Asim Aslami radiallahu anhu narrates that while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was migrating from Makkah to Medina, Hazrat Burayda bin Qusayb radiallahu anhu met him at a place called Gamim. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited him to accept Islam, he and the approximately 80 families with him accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then led them all in the Isha Salah. Everywhere Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, he's inviting people towards Deen. Everywhere he went, he's inviting people, come towards Islam. There's only one Allah. He was not only inviting them, he was showing them proofs. He was showing them proofs, he was showing them miracles. Today, when we invite people towards Islam, we also have the Quran with us. We have the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an example. When we are inviting people towards good, we have the virtues of those actions. So let us bring this habit within ourselves. When we talk to people, we remind them of goodness. We remind them of goodness. We remind them of the rewards that are to come. We remind them that this worldly life is a limited time. We remind them that the Creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remind them that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last messenger, and we have to follow his teachings. We have to follow the deen that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on. That we have to, no matter what comes, what happens in this world, no matter what happens to the people around us, our responsibility is to follow the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter how time changes, no matter the changes that happen around us, we still have to continue following the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will end here on page 131. And inshallah, we will carry on from here next week, inshallah. If you have the book yourselves, or if you don't, you can find the PDF online so you can follow as we read. And it is very important to read not only Hayat al-Sahaba, but stories of the Anbiya alayhimu salam. It's also important to read the commentary of the Quran. Through the commentary of the Quran, it also gives us a motivation. And we have to understand that when we are reading this, we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nur, the nur is descending into our hearts. Light is descending into our hearts. When we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, light is descending upon our hearts. The angels are sitting around us. And as we are moving closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is moving even closer to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to remember Him and to worship Him, to invite ourselves to deen, to remind ourselves and invite others. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.